Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Is the NASDAQ setting up for a crash, or will the AI and will the AI bubble be the cause of it? The NASDAQ has been running up tremendously over the last 6 months. Went from at its low. It was like 11,000, hovering a little bit over 11,000. Now it's over 14,000. So, you know, that's a pretty big jump. in a 6-month time frame. Yeah. So a lot of that has been the cause of this AI frenzy that we're in. Everybody talks about ChatGPT all the time, and you know, everybody's coming out with a competitor to ChatGPT. We'll talk about that today as well. Apple and Google and Meta,
Microsoft,
and
all these, yeah,
and
so
Microsoft, and they invested in ChatGPT as well, OpenAI. Mm-hmm. But you know, what comes up must come down. So yeah, what's the deal?
A lot of people were asking me this question over the weekend, and 16,000 is usually a great support area for, resistance area for NASDAQ. I don't think we'll have a crash. I think what people are worried about is that the market has went up so fast. Is it going to pull back? My number one piece of advice for everyone long term is, through every occasion, every season, every storm, every news headline, please look to hold for 5 or 10 years. Will we have a pullback at some point? If it's not 16,000, maybe 17,000, we'll have a little bit of a pullback. For my traders, I would definitely map out your technicals. I will look to see if we break past 16,000 and what news comes out as a result. So like Tesla reported, we'll talk about that. If more companies report better earnings, we'll push past that 16,000, 17,000 level with no problem. But if we aren't seeing strong earnings over the next couple of weeks, it'll give you a sign that we'll begin to slow down. So for my long-term investors, don't worry about it, because everyone who's always talking about a crash, they are betting on the wrong side of history and the market. But for my short-term investors or swing traders, I would map out my levels and have some protection in place. And now is definitely not the time to buy the NASDAQ. Like, if you haven't got in already, it's too late. You're going to have to wait for a little bit of a pullback.
Yeah, I mean, if we look where it was maybe a year and a half ago, mm-hmm, we're talking down 30%. Yeah. And so, I mean, just from a standpoint of looking at the technicals, the chances of it pulling back another 20 is tough. But it's tough. You have to look at what, like you said, what is leading it? Is it the Magnificent Seven leading it, or is it the entire space? And that's a tough call, right? Mm-hmm. Because if we're looking at it, yeah, the Magnificent Seven are leading it. Yes, AI is leading it. Is AI slowing down? No. Will there be companies that are going to be created and acquired during this time? Yes. Do those companies cost money? Absolutely. And so that's going to dig into to the margins of some of these companies that are looking to acquire. But I don't see the space having another, we wouldn't call it a correction, right? Because that means it would have to go down 20%. But I it's going to slow down, right? It has to slow down, and that's good. That's a good thing, right? Well, what we saw on Thursday and Friday, I was getting text messages and DMs like, oh my God, is it happening again? And I'm like, do you realize that you've gone up over like 12% in a month? Like, do you realize that? Right. So for an index, not just a company, for the entire index. And so when it pulls back 2% in a day, I want you to be prepared for that. I want you to like really get to see like what that feels like. And so it's important to have these moments. It's a resetting of a sense when it's like, all right, well, let's take a pause. We got a couple indicators that are going to be coming this week. We know that the Fed is going to raise. Potentially, all signs are pointing to that. We know that a lot of the big companies are going to be reporting this week, Microsoft and Google included, Meta's included in that. And so let's uh-huh. see where we're at before, you know, we continue to ascend, or if we go sideways for a little bit. It's been an incredible year for the NASDAQ. And so we got to just take these things in stride, like really assess what's happened, not look at the short term, but look at what has happened over the past 6 months, look over the past 2 years, 3 years, and really assess where we're at right now. We're in a good spot.
And a quick lesson to please write this down. If the market does not halt, there's really nothing to worry about. Like, if things are getting really bad when you hop on CNBC or Bloomberg and they halted trading because the market is falling down so much. So if we fall down, I think 3%, and they like work the circuit breaker to make the market stop or pause for a little bit, that's when we're getting into a territory where we could end up having a correction. But these are just normal waves and pullbacks. And tip number two, you have to look for amazing asymmetric risk. So where you have the risk to reward ratio in your favor, we're almost at the top of the market. It's just a lot of people at this point taking profit. So I don't see a crash coming. Will we see a pullback of 5 to maybe 10%? Sure. But like Troy said, I mean, we went up 12% in a month. And since last year, the NASDAQ has been on one of the most amazing runs in the last 15 years. I don't think there's anything to worry about right now.
Yeah.
Well, 35% year to date, NASDAQ.
And that was up 11 days in a row.
Yeah. Right. A pullback of 1% or 0.75% or even 2% in a day. Yeah. And your portfolio, if you're looking at your account on a daily basis, it doesn't feel great, but it's part of it. Right. It comes with the territory, right? When we were climbing up, you know, 20% over the past 3 months, it was an amazing, this comes with it. So you gotta take the ebbs and flows of investing.
Yeah, we always have to look at that long-term horizon and never the short-term. Like, we had something happen today that most people, if it would have happened to them, they would have wanted to quit. But over the aggregate of a year, most of the things that bother us won't even matter. So keep your focus on what is happening long-term. And also, too, I had told, speaking of Stock Club call, I had put a stat in our chat, and I want to read this off, in terms of Vanguard and BlackRock. So combined, Vanguard and BlackRock has 16.69 trillion under management. That is the equivalent of 71% of the United States GDP. Vanguard and BlackRock are both heavily invested into the NASDAQ and majority of the properties in NASDAQ. If you think they're going to fall while they are in it, we have another thing coming. And the biggest investor in Vanguard is BlackRock and vice versa. They have vested interest in these companies going up for a long period of time. That's why I always say, the market is rigged, but it is rigged to stay up for a long period of time. Don't bet against the Fed, Vanguard, or BlackRock.
Don't you do it.
Don't do it. Please don't do it.
Please don't do it.
Speaking of AI, and we will be having a AI activation at InvestFest. That's actually something that we added to the InvestFest vendor marketplace, because like it's important for people to actually see different things visually. So wanted to kind of give that glimpse into the future. So that is something I'm extremely looking forward to this year for InvestFest, because we talk about AI so much that you got to kind of give people, like, you know, something that they could really feel in touch. Pause.